Welcome to Sunday School. As you know, we've been walking through the book of Proverbs, looking at the major topics as they appear. And so far, we looked at the fear of the Lord. We looked at the importance of acquiring wisdom and understanding from God's Word. Separation, friendships, and peer pressure, number three. Number four, the blessings that God promises upon those who will walk uprightly. And number five, the curses or the fruits of walking foolishly, and then the importance of trusting in the Lord. Last week, we looked at what the Bible through Proverbs has to say about finances. And today, we are in chapter 4 for our start verse at verse 23, where God says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And so today, we will look at this very important truth that God wants us to keep or to protect our heart. Now, as we know, the scriptures make it very clear, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so, hence the challenge to protect and keep our heart, and only God's word has the power to help us with this. But as we're told here, as we're commanded in Proverbs 4:23, we need to keep our heart, and notice it says, with all diligence. It's going to take work to keep or to protect our heart. If you go to chapter 14 and verse 30 of Proverbs, the Bible says here, a sound heart is the life of the flesh. So God wants our heart to be sound or to be grounded. And then chapter 23 and verse 7 of Proverbs, where the Bible says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So again, our heart must be protected, must be kept, because it drives us, if you will. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So what we need to understand is Proverbs has a lot to say about the heart. And for starters, it tells us, if you go to chapter 16, verse 1, that we need to ask God for help with our heart. And this is really the key point of it all. We can't keep our heart if we're not committing it unto the Lord and asking for his help with this matter. So notice chapter 16 and verse 1 of Proverbs. "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." So notice this, the preparations of the heart in man, we're told there, it's from the Lord. So it is scriptural to ask God for help with our heart. And another word he uses in Proverbs is the word spirit, talking about man's spirit. So if you look, go to 17:27, we'll look at how God wants us to ask for his help in keeping our heart with all diligence. 17:27, "He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of excellent spirit." God wants us to be of an excellent spirit. Go to chapter 20, verse 9. Of Proverbs, where it says, "Who can say, I've made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin?" As we know, we can't cleanse our own heart, but God can. And then chapter 22 and verse 11, the Bible says here, "He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend." Pureness of heart. Our desire should be that our heart be pure, that our heart be protected, that our heart be kept. But again, our heart is not something that we can trust. Notice chapter 28 and verse 26. The Bible says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." As I quoted earlier from Jeremiah 17, verse 9, our heart is wicked and needs help, needs protection. We're told in chapter 25, verse 28, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." And so God wants our heart to be protected. He wants it to be kept. He wants it to be under control. David understood this. If you go to Psalm 51, one of the penitential psalms where David is repenting of his sin, this specifically in Psalm 51, his sin with Bathsheba. And notice what he says in verse 10. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Notice the connection between the heart and the spirit. But he says, "Lord, I need your help. in creating a clean spirit. And then in Psalm 141 and verse 4, David again talking about his own heart. And notice Psalm 141 verse 4, "Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity." And the Lord says, "Lord, help me, that my heart would not incline toward evil." And he's asking God for help. And then Psalm 119 and verse 36, Psalm 119, 36, he says, "Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness." So David is asking, he's saying, "Lord, help me with my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Don't incline my heart to sin, but please incline my heart toward your word and toward what is right." So God is telling us we need to keep or to protect our heart, and it is okay to ask God for help with our heart. As David said, "Lord, please create in me a clean heart." And then Proverbs has a lot to say about the things that we are to keep it from. And we'll look at some of those together this morning. So we'll start with chapter 3, verse 5, which we looked at recently. What does it say? "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." One of the things that God wants us to keep our heart from is self-reliance or pride or the hardening of the heart. That's why he says, "I want you to trust in me with all your heart. I don't want you to trust your own heart. I don't want you to trust yourself. I want you to trust me with all your heart." And so one of the things that we need protection from is this matter of self-reliance or pride. And God has a lot to say about this. So let's look at chapter 16 and verse 5 of Proverbs. Notice it says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." Notice it says, "proud in heart." That's where pride begins. It begins in our hearts. Chapter 16, verse 18, very well known verse, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Again, the connection between spirit and heart. 16:19, "Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." So God says we need to have a humble spirit. In other words, not self-reliant at all, but reliant upon the Lord. Chapter 18 and verse 12. He says, "Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility." The heart of man is haughty. One of the things our heart needs protected or kept from is this matter of self-reliance or pride. Chapter 21, verse 29. He says, "A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way." So notice the hardening there. Chapter 28, verse 14, "Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief." So notice the warning there about the hardening of the heart. And then chapter 29, verse 1, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Chapter 29, verse 23, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." So remember, we're told to keep our heart. We're told to ask God for help. And one of the things we're to keep our heart from is this matter of self-reliance or pride or the hardening of the heart. Another thing he warns us about that we must keep our heart from is lust and envy and revenge. Go to this chapter 6 now of Proverbs and verse 25. Again, he's talking about the heart here. And he says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart." It always starts in the heart. Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." Chapter 23, verse 17. He says, "Let not thine heart envy sinners." We must protect our heart from lust and from envy. And then chapter 24, verse 17, "Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth." So God says we need to protect our hearts, and we need to ask His help for protection of our hearts, protection from pride or self-reliance, protection from lust and envy and revenge, also from perverseness and from evil and wicked thoughts. Back to chapter 6 again. This time, look at verses 16 and verses 18 of chapter 6. We're talking about the need to protect our heart or to keep our heart. 16, these six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to Him. 18, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. God says He hates that sort of a heart. And so we need to ask God for help when the heart wants to devise wicked imaginations. Chapter 11, verse 20, it says, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord. We're not to have a froward or a wicked or perverse heart. Chapter 12, verse 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. And then chapter 17, verse 20, it says, he that hath a froward heart findeth no good. So we're told to keep it. We're told to ask God for help keeping it. We're to keep it from pride or self-reliance. We're to keep it from lust, envy, and revenge. And we're to keep it from wicked thoughts or perverseness. He also warns us to keep it from discouragement. And we know the devil tries to use this against all of us. So go to chapter 12 and verse 25, where again, he talks about the heart. And he says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. That's where heaviness begins. That's where discouragement begins, is in the heart. We need help with that, from God. We need to keep our heart with all diligence. We need to protect it from discouragement. The opposite, chapter 15, verse 13, he says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, a heart that's filled with joy. And he talks about this a lot, the merry heart. Chapter 17, verse 22. Turn over there where he says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. And then chapter 18, verse 14, he says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? So we need to protect our heart or our spirit from getting wounded, from getting discouraged. And when it does, we need to ask God for help. We need to forgive or whatever's needed there. Chapter 19, verse 3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. A discouraged heart tends to fret against the Lord. So we need to protect our heart or keep it with all diligence, for out of that are the issues of life. And as David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. So we need to protect it from pride, from anger and lust and envy and revenge and wicked thoughts and discouragement. We need to protect it from, I mentioned anger, but specifically anger that results in a temper problem, which God refers to as hastiness. Look at chapter 12 and verse 16 of Proverbs, where he says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. So God says that our anger shouldn't come out, if you will. Look at chapter 14, verse 17, where he says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. So again, chapter 14, verse 29, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. We're not to be hasty. We're not to have a temper. We're not to get angry quickly. Chapter 15, verse 18, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs has a lot to say about being slow to anger. Chapter 16, verse 32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. So God says we need to protect our heart. Chapter 25, verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Our heart needs to be under control. You know, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7:9, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. So we need to protect our heart from anger, which leads to a temper problem. Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and what? Sin not. So we need to protect our heart. So the solution, of course, is to fill it with good things. You know, Paul told us in Philippians 4:8 to think on these things, and those good things come from this precious book. Notice chapter 12, verse 25. The Bible says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Look at the contrast there. A good word maketh it glad. Look at chapter 25, verse 20. Chapter 25 and verse 20. As he that taketh away a garment in cold weather and has vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. You know, David went through a time of discouragement, and it helped him. Look at 1 Samuel, just as an example, chapter 30 and verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. It says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So even though everyone else was discouraged and down, David found encouragement in the Lord. And only the Lord can do this. And David gives us an example of this in Psalm 42, if you want to turn over there, Psalm chapter 42 and verse 11. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So God here makes it very clear that with his help, we can avoid this discouragement that can often come in the heart. And again, it's to be protected. So we saw there, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. And God wants this to be the kind of heart we have. Remember, he said in 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So God wants us to live a life of rejoicing and joy, not a life of anger, discouragement, of pride, of self-reliance. And so we need to pray. We need to ask like David did, Lord, create in me a clean heart, because that's a big undertaking for us wicked sinners. And God says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we need to keep it from pride. We need to ask God for help to keep it from lust and envy and revenge and anger and wicked thoughts and discouragement and a temper. And the solution, of course, is God himself and his word, and combating the temptations to lead the heart in the wrong direction with this precious book. So our eighth topic out of Proverbs, keep thy heart with all diligence. Thank you. We'll see you next week.